Day 4 of our Christmas Novena. The Israelites of old were a stubborn and stiff-necked people. The Lord's presence was with his chosen people nonetheless, leading them with a cloud by day and fire by night. Yet how often they fell, under the very shadows of the clouded mountain, the thunder pealing overhead. They heard God's voice, they saw the miracle of the Red Sea, and yet they said, "Where is God? Why has he left us?" During this year of mercy, let us think about the times when we too have become discouraged, disheartened, not believing that he is near us in our mundane and often messy lives. Yet has God not provided us also with miracles, sudden moments of grace and enlightenment? Let us take a moment to recall them and thank him for them. In this decade of the Rosary, let us contemplate the Virgin Mary as she pauses to take a rest by a spring of water on their journey to Bethlehem. She speaks to Joseph and tells him that she will wash the homespun clothing that will envelop and keep her child Jesus warm after he is born in the not very distant future. Let us ask her to wrap us in her mantle of protection so that our hearts may not be seized by the spirit of discouragement, but of trust, love, and gratitude to God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, Divine Child, and dwell in me, for I desire to live only for Thee.
O Mary most pure, you endured so many difficulties on the road. You desire to wash the garment that would envelop the humanity of the infant God, and we ask you to assist us in cleansing our souls from fear and pride, and in purifying them with healing love, so that we may enjoy the ineffable vision of your Son at the close of our lives. O Holy Joseph, who accompanied your sweet and holy spouse, speaking to her and consoling her on this rough journey, we beg you to help us to never stray from the right path or stay down when we fall, but to quickly rise, impelled by our love for Christ Jesus. Amen.